Welcome to episode 920 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Gospel of John is filled with intriguing details and unique elements that distinguish it from the Synoptic Gospels. Here are some interesting notes from this important book. John often uses numbers symbolically. Notably, there are 7 miracles, or signs as John calls them, that form the framework of his gospel. These signs each reveal something about Jesus' identity and mission. There are 7 I Am statements where Jesus declares his divine nature, paralleling 7 days of creation and signifying completeness and perfection. In Jewish law, 2 witnesses were required for testimony to be valid. John often uses pairs to emphasize the truth of his account. For example, there are 2 disciples who come to Jesus after John the Baptist declares, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The number 3 can signify emphasis or repetition. Jesus spends 3 days in the tomb and appears 3 times to his disciples after the resurrection. He asks Peter 3 times if the disciple loves him. John also uses other numbers like 4 and 5 in symbolic ways. The number 153 is used in John 21 verse 11, referring to the number of fish caught by the disciples. While some see symbolic meaning here, it's less clear than other numbers. It might be a historical detail or hold significance in a lost tradition. Several miracles and teachings are unique to John's gospel, such as turning water into wine at Cana, the conversation Jesus has with Nicodemus at night about being born again, the raising of his friend Lazarus from the dead, and the detailed farewell discourse during the Last Supper. The Gospel of John contains many beloved and important verses that offer unique insights into Jesus' nature and teachings. Here are a few examples. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." This verse succinctly summarizes the gospel, emphasizing God's immense love for humanity and the path to salvation through faith in Jesus. John 1:1-4. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." This passage introduces Jesus as the pre-existent Word, who is God himself, highlighting his divine nature and role in creation. John 10:10-11. "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." This passage contrasts the destructive nature of evil with Jesus' role as the good shepherd who offers abundant life and sacrifices himself for his flock. John 11:25-26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Here, Jesus offers hope beyond physical death. John 14:6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This verse emphasizes Jesus' unique role as the mediator between God and humanity, claiming that true life and access to the Father come through him. John 15:13. "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." This verse highlights the sacrificial love exemplified by Jesus, a love that serves as a model for his followers. John 8:12. "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus presents himself as the source of spiritual light, dispelling darkness and offering guidance on the path to life. These are just a few examples. The Gospel of John is rich with profound teachings, so it's always valuable to explore it further and discover verses that resonate most with you. John's Gospel omits many events and teachings found in the Synoptic Gospels, such as the Transfiguration, the Lord's Prayer, and the institution of the Communion during the Last Supper. Instead, John focuses on lengthy discourses and interactions that reveal theological depth, such as the detailed washing of the disciples' feet and the extensive upper room teachings. Love is the focus of much of John's gospel. The disciple whom Jesus loved is a unique identifier used in John's gospel, found in 4 different passages, to describe the author in a humble and endearing manner without directly naming himself as John the Apostle. But there are many other references to love. John highlights several personal and transformative encounters between Jesus and individuals, such as with Nicodemus, the Samaritan woman at the well, the man born blind, and Mary Magdalene after the resurrection. These stories provide profound insights into how personal interactions with Jesus have the power to change lives. John emphasizes the divinity of Christ more directly and overtly than the Synoptic Gospels. From the very first verse, John identifies Jesus as the Word, Logos, who was with God and who was God, establishing a high Christological framework from the outset. The Gospel of John is known for its powerful use of contrasts, which serve to highlight Jesus' identity, teachings, and mission. Here's a breakdown of some key contrasts John employs. Light versus darkness. John frequently uses light and darkness as metaphors for spiritual realities. Following Jesus leads one out of spiritual darkness and into the light of truth. Belief versus unbelief and salvation versus condemnation. Believing in Jesus brings eternal life, while unbelief leads to condemnation. Life versus death, both physical and spiritual. Jesus offers both physical healing and the promise of eternal life, contrasting with the reality of physical death. From above versus from below. Jesus speaks of himself as coming from above, God, contrasting his divine origin with the earthly realm. Flesh versus spirit and physical versus spiritual reality. John emphasizes the importance of being born again by the Spirit, transcending the limitations of the flesh. Water versus living water and temporary versus eternal. Physical water quenches physical thirst, but Jesus offers living water, symbolizing the Holy Spirit and eternal life. Bread versus bread of life and physical versus spiritual sustenance. Physical bread provides temporary nourishment, but Jesus is the true bread of life, offering lasting spiritual sustenance. Slavery versus freedom and sin and truth. Sin makes one a slave, but knowing the truth, Jesus' teachings, sets one free. Hatred versus love and world versus God's way. The world promotes hatred, but Jesus emphasizes love as a core principle reflecting God's character. Death versus resurrection and ultimate victory. While physical death is a reality, Jesus' resurrection conquers death and offers hope for eternal life. These contrasts serve several purposes. They highlight Jesus' uniqueness. They emphasize Jesus' divine nature, power, and role as the source of truth, life, and salvation. They clarify teachings. They simplify complex theological concepts by presenting clear opposites. They create tension and drama. The contrasts keep the reader engaged by emphasizing the stakes and choices involved in following Jesus. They offer application. They provide a framework for readers to understand their own spiritual journeys and the challenges we might face. Understanding the context and cultural background is crucial for interpreting the contrasts effectively. And it's important to recognize that John's world isn't always strictly black and white. Jesus interacts with people who are not simply believers or unbelievers, but on a spectrum of understanding and faith. Still, John's use of contrast is a powerful tool that shapes our understanding of Jesus and offers a clear path to follow in seeking truth, life, and love. Near the conclusion, John explicitly states the purpose of his gospel in John 20, verse 31. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This clarifies that John's narrative is both evangelical and theological. These elements, from what is omitted to what is explored in depth, to what is unique in its inclusion, make the Gospel of John a rich and distinctively profound narrative that contributes uniquely to the New Testament's portrayal of Jesus Christ and his mission. Father, as we explore the Gospel of John, deepen our understanding of your Son, Jesus Christ. May we be illuminated by his teachings and empowered to follow his path of love and truth. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.